Nobody cares for you like family. Family Heating
and Air. When you call to have your home or business's heating and air serviced, what do you expect from them? A salesman in a colorful truck? Or do you expect a highly trained expert with your best intentions in mind? The answer is obvious. Call the company that treats you like family. My name's Malia, and I look forward to answering your call.
Family Heating and Air Conditioning is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Nobody cares for you like family. Family Heating and Air.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
This is it. This is what all of those suicide sprints, all of those practices comes down to. The finals of Meltdown Madness presented by Window Nation.
Come on, baby.
Already punching his ticket to the championship game a couple days ago was Tommy Lasorda. Okay. So we had one more matchup to decide who was going to take on Tommy in today's final. It was between Casey Kasem, iconic broadcaster, famous for that Top 40 show, his meltdown and rant behind the scenes against the number one seed in this tournament, Bob Knight.
Sure.
Chewing out his players for a lack of effort, not recovering defensively. We've heard these clips a million times, and we're going to play one again here in just a moment. But to avoid the predictable pattern of what may happen, I'm going to do things a little differently here, Nige.
Okay.
I did this earlier on Kendall and Casey's show, and I think it bears repeating. Here to read their version of Casey Kasem's iconic meltdown is WIBC's Casey Daniels.
When he was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of Let's Go Start Again. See, when you come out of those up-tempo gotcha numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddammit, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo. And I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
Oh, no. A.I. Casey reading, man, Casey Kasem.
I mean, that sounds like she went into one of these side production studios and read that herself. And you're telling me that's A.I.?
That's A.I.
That
Casey.
That is scary, and that is genius.
Now, here to read the rant from Robert Montgomery Knight is AI Robert Kendall.
If you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the 3-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving and you f***ing guys can run until you can't even suffer. Now, I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and tired of a f***ing 8-10 record. I'm f***ing tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to f*** around this week. Now, you may be, but I'm not.
AI, wow. Rob Kendall doing Bob Knight's
rant. How does
that
work? Is there like a function on that AI website where you can make them sound angry? You know what I mean? Because that Rob sounded angry during that.
I don't want to give away my secrets, but okay. There's a lot of trial and error. Right? Okay. You got to do some lines separately than others.
Oh, wow.
A lot of cutting and pasting goes into that.
Right.
I think we all knew how that was going to play out.
Yeah.
Bob Knight, 80% to 20, yeah, moves on to the finals. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for the finals of Meltdown Madness. And just like the old high school basketball days where you'd win a game in the morning and then you'd go back and play for the championship at night,
yep,
that's what Bob Knight's going to have to do here. So before we get going, here to read the official invocation is AI Joe Biden.
Hey, you know, we pray to Jesus, or as they say in France, Jesus. We hope everyone, you know, has a safe safe birthday.
Sure.
We hope this matchup is almost as fun as sniffing hair of young children. So let's hurry up with this. I have to poop. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. What a just a touching prayer from the president.
And at this time, we ask those who are able to please rise and remove your hats. Here to perform our national anthem is the little girl from the Pacers game earlier this month.
Are you sure this isn't Fergie?
I saw this live.
Oh, yeah, you were there, weren't you?
Bring it home.
For the land of the free.
Yeah! Down. Had to throw a little Steven Tyler in there.
I liked it. And now for the moment that we've been waiting for. It's one of our favorite traditions. Here to perform back home again in Indiana, Jim Cornelison.
When I dream about the moonlight from a Wabash, then I long for my Indiana.
Ah, the pageantry.
There it is.
The heritage, the tradition that is Meltdown Madness on the Hammer and Nigel Show.
If the hair isn't standing up on your arm right now, you're not even alive.
Trust me, I am.
Let's meet the starting lineups.
I love LA. We love
coming in as the number 10 seed in this tournament. Pulling off a big upset to beat Bill O'Reilly along the way. Iconic Los Angeles Dodgers manager, Tommy Lasorda, very upset that anybody would think that he would order one of his pitchers to throw at members of the San Diego Padres, including utility infielder Kurt Bavacqua.
I have never, ever, since I've managed, ever told a pitcher to throw at anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a 130 hitter like a Bavacqua, who couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. And I guarantee you this, when I pitched, and I was going to pitch against a team that had guys on it like Bavacqua, I sent a limousine to get the to make sure he was in the motherfucking lineup.
That's strong. That's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, I don't know.
And now for the number one seed in our tournament. To set the mood, Martha the Mop Lady. If you grew up in Indiana and you watch Channel 4, you know exactly what this is.
Starting to tear up a little bit at the nostalgia.
Come on, clap your hands.
Never
come on. The number one seed. The head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, Robert Montgomery Knight, in a secretly recorded rant inside of the locker room, very upset that certain members of his team, like Greg Graham, were not giving their all for the cream and crimson.
I mean, if you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the 3-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving and you f***ing guys will run till you can't even suffer. Now, hey, I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and f***ing tired of an 8-10 record. I'm f***ing tired of losing to Purdue.
There's your winner right there. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, Tommy Lasorda's had a good run.
It's been backed by the Kendall and Casey show. It's been endorsed by the Kendall and Casey show.
Who? Do we know who recorded that locker room rant? Has there been any theory?
I'm sure there is, but I don't know. I'll have to text our pal, the coach. Maybe he knows.
I'm sure we've asked before because we had Greg Graham on the show. We had the coach on the show plenty of times and talked about that.
But they weren't even fazed by it.
Not at all. It was just like, I think Greg Graham said, it was just another Tuesday.
Right. I've heard way worse. Now, producer Allison, go ahead.
There's an internet conspiracy theory that the then student manager, Lawrence Frank, a former NBA coach,
yes, and
president of the basketball operations of the Clippers, he was the one.
Lawrence Frank.
I remember that. I know that name.
Yeah, was the coach of the Nets for a little while.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's out there. Not confirmed, but that's out there.
Curious.
But you know what else is out there? The finals. The poll is live. It's pinned to our Twitter, at Hammer and Nigel. If you don't have a Twitter or an X account, create one just to vote. Make sure you follow us. It's pinned to the top. Which of those meltdowns do you want to be crowned the champion of this year's Meltdown Madness presented by Window Nation? Tommy Lasorda ranting against Kurt Bavakwa or Bob Knight ripping his team at halftime? Now, you need to understand, Kendall and Casey are really going to push.
Oh, I know.
For Tommy Lasorda, yeah, during their show tomorrow. So make sure you get your votes in right now.
I don't think it's going to matter.
At Hammer and Nigel, Meltdown Madness.